today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, in the name of Allah. Salam. So welcome. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. And this program is broadcast from Iran. Our calendar. Monday, 16th of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of May, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, chapter Al-Anfal, verse 46, and the important point of it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وأطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم واصبروا إن الله مع الصابرين.
And obey Allah and His Messenger, and do not dispute and thus lose courage, and then your strength would depart. And be patient. Indeed, Allah is with the patient.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
God introduces the Prophet as the axis of practical unity for Muslims. This axis includes all deeds and words of the Prophet, who, as the history of Islam testifies, prevented discord and created unity among Muslims in order to strengthen the political and social basis of the Ummah. The Prophet, after migrating to Medina from Mecca, entered into treaties and social contracts, which are among the most evident ways of fostering unity. By creating brotherhood among Muslims, the Holy Prophet turned the enemy of the days of paganism into blessings and mercy.
Imam As-Sadiq said, "You may not abuse the enemies of Allah in such a way that they listen to it, lest they should abuse Allah out of hostility without any knowledge. Verily, whoever abuses the friends, the awliya, of Allah, has indeed insulted and abused Allah. Who is more of a wrongdoer in Allah's eyes than the one who prepares ground for Allah or his friends to be abused?"
Using the power of unity to change lives. It is an obligatory duty on Muslims to strive for a single ummah in the same time that they are obligated on the basis of tawheed to worship one Allah, one God. A single unified ummah can only be actualized when the whole group follows one political, social, and ideological path and falls under the umbrella, one law, one system of economics, and etc. Establishing such as ummah is a duty whose burden is shared by all Muslims. Through unity, a lot can be achieved. Unity brings people together, creating love, harmony, and generosity between them. As believers, we can use unity as a platform to spread kindness to others as well as an opportunity for our spiritual growth to become closer to Allah. So let's reflect on the virtue of unity, allowing us to spread sincere kindness to our family, friends, humanity. Through unity, a lot can be achieved. Unity brings people together, creating love, harmony, and generosity between them. As believers, we can use unity as a platform to spread kindness to others, as well as an opportunity for our spiritual growth to become closer to Allah. So let's reflect on the virtues of unity, allowing us to spread sincere kindness to our family, friends, humanity, and precarious world we inhabit.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today we are going to talk about the Holy Prophet of Islam's efforts towards Islamic unity. The Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not only revered as the last messenger of Islam, but also celebrated for his remarkable strategies in unifying the diverse and often fractious Arabian tribes into a cohesive and harmonious Muslim community. So we can even explore some of the key strategies employed by the Holy Prophet ﷺ to promote unity within the Islamic Ummah, one of which was establishing a strong sense of brotherhood, as we referred to a little bit. One of the Prophet's most impactful strategies was the cultivation of a profound sense of brotherhood among his followers. He emphasized that all Muslims were like one body. If one part was afflicted, the whole body responded with care and concern. This metaphor underscored the importance of mutual support and solidarity among Muslims, transcending tribal, ethnic, and social divisions. The establishment of brotherhood bonds, known as mu'akhah in Islamic history, fostered a sense of belonging and responsibility towards fellow believers.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
We look at unity as a strength. Unity gives power, strength, and courage in any particular community or group, and it becomes so much difficult for the external sources to crush, break, or harm an individual from the united community. People feel strong and secure in those societies and networks where there are less conflicts and more understanding. This leads to grow such societies faster, also helps to achieve something bigger and better in the world. Unity is the greatest blessing of Almighty Allah and the major element of success in every aspect of life. Muslims should try to ignore the little things of other Muslim brothers in order to avoid the conflicts. And if they face differences of opinions, then they should try to negotiate the issues among each other in a very decent way. Muslims should also pray along that may Allah save them from such disputes to have a peaceful life.
Ya khayra khalqillah, ya tajar usmillah, alayka askas salawati, ya Rasulallah, ya khayra khalqillah.
We listen to a short part of the speech of Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on unity. The message of Islam is the message of unity, security, and brotherhood. Imam Ali alayhi salam has an eternal quote about the whole of mankind. He says, every human you encounter is your brother, either in your faith or in creation. In any case, he is a fellow human. All humans should be united and loving towards one another. It is not about a specific group or community being united. Thus, Muslims are ordered to do good to even those who are different from you in faith and beliefs. God does not forbid you from dealing with kindness and justice with those polytheists who did not make war against you on account of religion and did not expel you from your homes. Indeed, Allah loves the just. Holy Quran, chapter 60, verse 8. This is the Islamic rationale. It is to say that if someone simply holds different views or ideologies, you can't punish them for that, and you are not one to judge them.
The most important factor that unites us, yes, it's our faith, but the most important factor that can unite humanity is oppression, that we repel oppression. Oppression is an enemy not to me only, to my family members only, it's an enemy to humanity. It's an enemy to every human being. The Imam alayhi salam teaches you that when it comes to rejecting oppression, this should unite all of humanity. Let's unite on this one point, that oppression is not good for us. It destroys our societies. Unite under the banner of justice. This is the best banner that can unite us. And you know, unfortunately, some Muslims throughout history, they've misunderstood the revolution of the Imam alayhi salam. They think the Imam, you know, rose against, I've seen some Muslims who believe that Imam al-Hussein rose against Sunnis, you know, because they're so ignorant and they've been misinformed. That's what they think. Yeah, he rose against the ruling established of the time because Yazid was a Sunni. First of all, Yazid was not a Sunni. Yazid was a corrupt person who represented no one on earth except Shaitan. That's number one. Number two, the Imam alayhi salam does not rise against a school of thought, or, you know, a Muslim or a Sunni or the Imam alayhi salam rose against one thing, and that's oppression. That's injustice. And this should unite us. This should not disunite us. The message of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam should unite every single Muslim, because the Imam alayhi salam is pointing our attention to a common enemy, and that common enemy is injustice. So let's take the message of the Imam alayhi salam and see how we can unite under the banner of justice in our society. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate our status.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode of today's special. Be with us if you want to know more about Unity and Unity Week. Thank you and fi aman Allah.
Mustafa, anta al-nabiyul amin wa sayyidul mursaleen rahmatan lil alamin jitta bil haqqil yaqeen. النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين.